We read in Genesis 12, verse 2, the Lord said, you shall be a blessing. Dear friends, who is that man? A young rancher, rich, married to a beautiful woman, living in one of the best farmlands, in a country of much progress. And he receives a call, go forth from your country to the land which I will show you. The journey is long, it's through the desert. The land is unknown and belongs to foreign people. But this man is not himself. He is a blessing. This man is Abraham. Who is that man? He had access to the highest government officials, but now he was hiding in his father-in-law's ranch. He had a speech difficulty. But he received a call. I will send you so that you may bring my people out of slavery. It is a difficult task, almost impossible. But this man is not himself. He is a blessing. This man is Moses. Who is that man? A young student with extremist ideas. He is ready to persecute and to kill. But there is an accident on that road, and he turns blind. He receives a call, I have appeared to you to appoint you a minister and a witness. The change is radical and the task is a challenge. But this man is not himself. This man is a blessing. He said, Christ lives in me. This man is Paul. Who is that man? He came from a well-known college. He let promising careers pass by. He spends years on hard work and study. And he receives a call. You shall be a blessing. The task is not easy. He will have to go where others refuse to go. He will have to walk where there is no path. He will have to proclaim Jesus, the Savior, to a world which many times doesn't want to hear him. This man is not himself. He is a blessing. This man is you. What does it mean that you are not yourself, but that you are a blessing? You know that many Orientals change their name when they become Christians. That happened even to Abraham, to Paul, to Peter. But something more radical happened to you when you became a Christian. Paul says that we die in baptism. You were baptized into Christ, so that Christ's death was your death, and Christ's resurrection was your resurrection. What you were, you are no longer. You have died. But now you are a blessing. Your whole life has changed. Your life is no longer indifference. It is not rebellion, anxiety, despair. You are a blessing. Your life is now certainty of your forgiveness. It is joy. It is new life. It is work in love every day. Sure, this is a promised reality. This is a reality of faith. The old nature will stick to you and with you until your last day. The old nature does not die until death comes. But as long as faith clings to the promise of the gospel, you are a blessing, and you will have victories. You will be the Son of God, and you will be a blessing to many that wait for you. A teacher asked his pupils what they would like to be when they would be grown up. And many trades were mentioned. A lawyer, surgeon, an engineer, pastor, farmer. One little girl had an interesting choice. I want to be a blessing. And this is your profession. And you know that this is not an easy one. Your fight with your own self shows this already. And then are all these people which God put into your life for which you should be a blessing every day when you get in touch with them. You know that you need power, and you need much power to be a blessing every day for everyone that comes into your life. And you know that there is only one source of power. It is the one which Paul mentions when he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation. And in that power, Paul can say, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And with this power, you are also the carrier of God's overflowing blessing. And so God can tell you, as he did to Abraham, says, you are a blessing, and God is anxious to work through you. Now you may say with Paul, what shall I do, Lord? Once you are a blessing, there are no limits. There are no profits. There are no sacrifices. There is only the privilege to be a blessing. And when we are a blessing, we become the hands and the arms of Jesus, and we let the Lord use our hands, our feet, our talents, our whole life to do his work in this world. The opportunities are as many as the richness and the multiplicity of life itself. God called you to this seminary to be a blessing as a teacher, as a student, as a field worker. He called you to be a friend, a husband, a father, a companion. He called you to help, to comfort, to love. He called you to prepare for a ministry to many in the church and in the world. And he called you to pray, to preach, and to tell about Jesus, about his love, the love with which he loved everyone in this world. I do not know all your opportunities, but I know that God called you to be a blessing right where you are now. And I know that you have been already a blessing. I know that you have tried to spread this overflowing blessing which God gave you. Maybe it was just the right word which you said to your neighbor. Maybe it was that help which you gave a friend in need, or it was that love in your own family, or this consolation in suffering, or it was that prayer for your own mission field. For this reason, go on, be a blessing wherever you are and wherever God will send you in the future. You are no longer yourself as Abraham and Moses and Paul. For this reason, go as they went in the power of God to love, to help, and to serve. You are a blessing for so many that God put into your life. God made you a light to shine. And I'm sure that it cannot be dark in the place where you are. Amen.